Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate.
And I'm CG.
And today we have John Koppel.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Or should I say J Cop? Because I just gave Koppel a new nickname that he never asked for. Because I just think it's kind of cool. J Cop.
Yeah.
It's like a movie.
J Cop is your name if you're like a youth pastor.
Hi fellas, my name's J Cop. And listen, I'm a young guy myself, and I do all the dances.
And kids who don't know better are like, hey, he's one of us. Like, he's pretty cool. Yeah. Why don't we give him a chance?
The kids that I'm actually sent there to connect with are like, this fucking guy. Kate, you said that I actually didn't ask for, but like, anybody that asks for a nickname is the worst. And I'm saying this as someone who's given myself many nicknames in my life. And I'm not proud of it, but I might be a little bit proud of it. It's fun to give yourself nicknames.
I've only heard people invent them. I never heard someone ask for a nickname.
Yeah.
That's a real thing? People ask for them?
I don't think so. Guys, do you mind coming up with like a name for me? Because I'm a cool guy, right?
You know, me and Benny, who I work out with at the gym a few times a week, we asked this guy who's really cool. He's young. He's like 25. He's really cool. Did I tell this story on the podcast before?
I don't
want to double tell it. So he's really ripped and he's really cool. Everybody knows him. And so we're going to ask him if he could call us the Summertime Swole Boys. Just like if we come in and he's like, yo, Summertime Swole Boys. Like just loud across the gym.
Yeah.
People would look, they'd be like, yo, who the fuck is Joe talking to? And then you'd see us, and they're like, yo, those dudes must have fucking swag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like those, so, I don't know. We invented that name. The Summertime Swole Boys. And it's not just a summer.
Was this your idea?
It was my idea.
Yeah.
Ben approved it.
Wow. Like, I'm surprised he approved it.
He approved it. He kind of approved it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He doesn't feel he's completely swole yet. Yeah. But, like, it's just such a dope nickname, you can't fuck with it. It's like, yo, that's the fucking Summertime Swole Boys.
And you like
they get so much.
You wanted to obscure the fact that you came up with it, so you told this young
we
boy
asked,
guy.
We asked. We right. asked. He didn't call us it yet, but we still have 2 weeks left of summer.
Does this guy owe you a favor or something?
No, like, but we feel he's like nice. It's why everybody likes him. He's like nice and cool and probably gets smashes so much puss.
Right.
And like you can
he
just
sounds
tell.
Great.
Exactly. And he is. And he's just vibrant. You know what I mean? So I feel like somebody like that is still nice. Like they haven't been jaded yet with by life.
Right.
So if we just ask him politely, he'll be like, hey yo, Summertime Swole Boys. And then from there, we skyrocket. Like, I'll get a better job, I feel like.
Yeah, that would be the beginning of everything.
Exactly. Just, like, of everything that we both need, like, where we're not there yet, we'll get there.
I'm picturing this kid as such a winner. And everywhere he goes, it's all happening for him.
He's pretty cool.
I think he's, like, 20, and he owns, like, a construction company. What do you own a company?
Wow. All right.
And like he has plenty of time to go to the nice gym and work out 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, go to yoga. He's the man.
He is the man. And so I feel like amongst his greatest accomplishments is he's befriended a bunch of 40-somethings.
I don't know if he thinks they're friends as much as they think they're friends.
Oh, definitely. He probably doesn't know who we are. You know what I mean? Like we know who he is.
No.
It's that,
he was waving to me the other day, so I think he does know. I think he knows.
Yeah, Kate's starting to get pretty hot.
Yeah. Thanks, babe.
That came out wrong.
You're such
that
a
came
sweetheart.
Out wrong. She was super hot always. What happened is she started to dress right, and then do her hair right.
That was almost condescending. She's finally learned how to maintain herself.
Yeah. Anyway,
she wasn't showing off the goods before.
Yeah, I was too scared and I didn't know, like, yeah, I was hiding the goods. Now,
Wow, you're like a swan. I have a couple of guys that work for me. A couple of my employees are like 20-ish years younger than me. And I feel like I'm cool and I keep up with them. And then once in a while I say something, they're like, all right, cop. Like, because they're impressed and it's so condescending. It really hurts my feelings.
They're impressed because they think you're an old fuck.
Right.
And that's what's impressive, that you said one good joke.
I said
one. And they're like, yeah, dog. Like, in a couple weeks, you said one funny thing. They're like, yeah, capo. That sucks, man. Sorry to hear.
Yo, they know that I'm funnier than them. But they think they're impressed when, like, I can keep up with the lingo with them. Because gotcha, I talk, gotcha. I definitely talk my age.
Like, what's new stuff that they say when they're 20?
Oh, shit.
Like, slaying that, that...
No.
I don't know any new ones.
No. Because guys that age don't slay any puss. So they don't have a name for it. I don't think that they... I mean, maybe they do, but I don't think they do.
What do you mean, nowadays? Or, like...
haven't gone over it with my employees. Like, so are you getting a lot of box these days? Like, I'm not getting into that.
I thought you totally would be getting into that at a place like your work.
Yeah, like it's surprising.
And then you like sometimes you're like at functions drinking at work. I thought you'd definitely be talking about how much box they're getting.
You know, okay. The older guys talk about it a lot.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Guys that are my age are fucking animals.
So hold up. Is it like our generation that thinks that's cool? Or is it just that...
It's a generational thing. Younger people don't drink as much as guys my age do. They don't, like, they're all about being respectful. They're better than us in a lot of ways. They're worse than us in a lot of ways, too. But, like, in a lot of ways, they're better. They go to school and they're taught how things work in the business world. And then it takes them a few years to realize that they don't have to actually behave like that. So they come in when they're in their, like, young 20s, and they're like, oh, no, hello, sir. Hello, my name is Daniel. But, like, you know, his name's Dan. You're like, why are you doing that? But, like, because they feel uptight, and then they realize, oh, I'm in an industry where everybody gets hammered. So do you get to
be
cool
and, like, pull him aside and be like, yo, but seriously, how much box are you getting out there? You know what I mean? And then he's like, oh, like, I can let my hair down a little around the office. You know, like, you're the guy.
Yeah, I won't ask them crass questions like that, but I might tell them, like, you don't need to listen to him. He's kind of a twat.
Nice. Speaking of the nickname thing, I was making sure that at CG's work, no one had given him, like, a sexually demeaning name. So I was like, you know, is there a nickname you have at work? And he lied and he said that they call him Nipples at work. And I was pretty furious for 20 minutes until I realized he was fucking with me. And no one is calling him Nipples.
That was a good day. That was a good day, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because my nipples stick out of my shirt. And so I said something that could be true but wasn't true. And that's why.
And that's a nightmare for me. Like, I don't want everyone calling my husband Nipples at work.
That's an incredible nickname when you're working, like, with predominantly men. It's like, yo, Nipples, can you bring me? That's great. I would love if somebody was just Nipples for so long that I'm just imagining as the new guy, like, Nipples? So how... Why are you Nipples? And then everyone's like, geez, I don't even know. He's just been Nipples for so long.
I feel like that would be sexual harassment, right? If everyone called someone Nipples at work.
I wonder.
You can't sexually harass a large man.
That is,
yes, a large man can't go to the cops and be like, they're sexually harassing me.
Well, sexual harassment is not
the cops
criminal.
Would then sexually harass him and laugh about it. Because he's such a pussy.
I think that's more of a civil thing anyway, where, like, you would bring action against your employer for allowing sexual harassment and some kind of,
yeah,
like a hostile work environment.
Got you.
And I think it would be
you
awful.
You can't go straight to the cops. Right? You don't go straight to the police station.
Yeah, you go to the cops, you're like, excuse me, officer, there's this guy at work that calls me Nipples. I'm pretty sure the officer would laugh his ass off.
I feel like there's a simpler time when you just go to the station with whatever you need.
Right.
Like if someone's wronging you, you go to the station and you like half know the sheriff and you just whatever you need, they take care of.
I think this is our white privilege talking, where it's like someone called me nipples, I don't like it, I'm gonna get the police involved. Yeah, you don't get minorities like me, like, all right, I'm gonna take this up with the police.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Okay, next topic.
Kate, what's your nickname? What's the best nickname you've ever had?
Maybe Wolfie.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And he remembers that the math teacher in middle school called me Wolfie. And it kind of sticks. Like, I feel like throughout life, just some people know to call me Wolfie somehow. Or I guess it's just like, oh, her last name's Wolfie.
Yeah, like they added a Y to your last name. Like, Wolfie. They somehow knew. You know what I mean?
Okay. I guess it's common.
They pulled it out of the air somehow.
But I'm actually, I feel like I'm not funny right now. I'm tired and I apologize. I will try.
Babe, you're killing it right now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree. You're not that funny, but I appreciate the apology.
So, you know how we sometimes talk about bucket list things? CG wanted me to add that a bucket list item for him is to fight a gang of kids.
Fuck yes, dude. What was I watching? I was watching Thor, but he's in a Netflix movie.
God damn.
And he beats people's ass. Extraction. I was watching Extraction, and he's beating everybody's ass, and they got guns, and he has guns, and he's beating half of it's beating ass, half of it's hitting people with guns and shooting people. And then finally, like, he fights kind of everybody. And then this gang of kids comes, like real thugs from like the underworld, like the kids who...
How old are the kids?
The bad guy chopped one of the kids' arms off or something, and he's like, go get them. They're pretty tough kids.
Sounds like
and they come to fuck up...
They're from the underworld?
Isn't that a name for like cartels and shit? No, it's not. Is it a name for Hades?
I think the underworld is like a different realm. Like,
All right, look, they're not from like the underworld. It's not that kind of movie. They're
all right, so that's some elves come.
They're from a bad place. But then he starts beating some kid ass.
Nice.
Like, they're like 12 to 15. 12 to
that's
15.
That's all enough to take an ass.
And like, but like wild. Like wild little fuckers. But like I think I would love for like a group like that to approach me and then me to be just like there's nothing I can do. I have to beat these kids.
Right.
You know, and then it's just like beating some kids.
It would
ass.
Actually be way harder.
But it's like not your fault that you have
you
to.
You could get fucked up.
Well, you could every guy Five has kids. Played the game of like how many 8-year-olds do you think you could take if they attacked you? And how many 70-year-olds could you take if they all attacked you?
And what moves would you do to each of them? You know what I mean? Like, how many elbows would be in there? Like, just an elbow to the face, like, smash!
Right.
You know, and then the one guy falls down off his walker. like, whatever. Whatever moves you'd have to do. There's a lot of people you need to disable in a short amount of time.
Right.
And they're... And you can because they're weak. They're a lot weaker.
Oh my God.
No, because they're on the downside of life. And they're...
It's the realistic version of like the only way in life you can beat up 10 guys. Because in movies you can beat up 10 guys. But the realistic life version is you can beat up 10 8-year-olds. And that's why I want to be in a situation where it's legal. So I think I have to travel or something, like where that becomes something I can
You
experience.
Need to roam the earth until a
Just
gang
find
kids.
The right country where that can happen and I'm not in that much trouble.
So a good friend of mine at a concert a few years ago kind of got jumped by some kids. They like decided to just bum rush him. And it wasn't to take his wallet, they just thought it would be funny. And he's a friend of ours. And they like took him out at a concert.
That's horrible.
And it was like they just You're not fucking, making this they, up? No, I'm not making it up.
This is so
and he
up.
Was
how old? How old
was
that?
He was furious. I didn't see
that's
it happen.
Terrible.
I didn't see it happen, but like that same concert, I somehow lost my wallet.
Was it a Dave
so,
Matthews
like,
concert?
We went, it was a Chili Peppers concert.
Oh.
And then like we drove home
that
together.
That doesn't happen at the Dave Matthews band. I tripping barely. That John doesn't.
I'm the king of the castle. So he's the, yeah.
And kids are like, let's fuck somebody up. Yeah.
How many
fucking bad old guy?
How many 12 to 15 year old kids that listen to Dave Matthews Band can you take at one time? Like 40?
I'm gonna fuck some kids up in a Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Wait, so because the kids I'm picturing when you're talking this is different type of kids.
Yeah.
This might be 16 year old kids who are on roids and on the wrestling team.
Oh.
And they're getting meaty and drunk at a concert. And they're like, yeah, what the fuck's that? I ain't getting in a fight with them.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm talking about like 12.
12.
Years old.
So you're a pacifist if they're over 16. I'm not a fighter, so I
just
don't know.
I can't, like, if it's one real tough 16-year-old versus me, I think that'd be fun. If there were no rules, like, if the rules allowed me to bypass and do that because, like, this kid just threw a knife at me.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
I just made up something that made that okay. I can now fight this 16-year-old.
You're a storyteller.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Can I get to the next topic? Because it's important.
Yes.
It better be good.
Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubens, died. Because we talked about him not too recently on the podcast.
And that's
now,
why he died.
That's awful. I didn't know. I didn't know he had that power on this podcast.
So who do we talk about next?
Great job.
Well, now we're laughing. Now we seem like the meanest. Okay, so should we? I feel like we already did an ode to him. We said how talented we think he is.
I love.
You said he might be a pedophile, so maybe you killed him.
Go ahead. Switch.
Emotionally, by hurting his feelings, because I'm sure he listened.
He's a sensitive
soul.
Dude,
he's probably one of our, you know, 1,000, 2,000 listeners.
Yeah. Pee-wee. Well, good job, Siege. Siege killed
Pee-wee. Pour one out for Pee-wee.
Pour one out for Pee-wee.
Have you guys seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure recently?
Like,
not
the
too long
old
ago.
One?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched it with
not
Shane.
Not recently, no. I remember thinking it was the shit, though.
It was good.
And I'll remember Large Marge for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Large Marge was the scariest shit of all time. Mm-hmm. And Pee-wee's Big Adventure, 1,000% holds up. It's so freaking funny. It's so funny. I showed it to both my kids separately. And, like, especially the first, like, 15, 20 minutes is just unimpeachable.
They will watch an 80s movie with you?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. He doesn't feed them unless they watch it.
Yeah.
Will you want dinner?
God, I'm just so hungry. Like, well, sit still, or I'll start over from
Arnold's
the beginning.
Still fighting the bad robots. Terminator.
Oh, Arnold's fighting the bad robots. That was good. That was good.
It's clear that you've seen Terminator a bunch. You remember the part where Arnold fights the bad robots?
Terminator 2. Okay, anyway. I loved that movie. You know why? Because the liquid metal Terminator, I feel like he was so scary. T-1000. Sometimes I try to run real fast like him, and it just really gets me in a zone. I've done it to him, and it like actually freaks him out. When you see me run like the Terminator, the liquid metal one, T-1000.
Well, you're so bird-like. You're so jerky and bird-like. You make your hands like that, like when T-1000 does the blades.
Yeah.
And then you run like that. Yeah, yeah. Your motions are too bird-like and jerky. Mm. They throw me into a different, you know, they throw me off balance.
Yeah.
That's some good movie running, because a lot of time movie running is, like, goofy. But I was convinced watching that movie that he was running, like, 65 miles per hour.
That was good movie
running.
It was
great movie running.
Yeah. Have you made the kids watch Terminator 2?
I have let them watch. I've given them the pleasure
have
of
watching.
Have
you forced her?
My kids love my movies.
No, Shane loved, when we did Back to the Future, he loved some of the movies that we watched. You can't, like, some of those 80s movies really were
You got to choose which ones. But most of the John Hughes movies that I show them, like Harold Ramis movies, the Spielberg movies, the good Chris Columbus movies, like there's a lot of movies in the canon.
Or you just brought up movie running.
Yeah.
I want to say two that are amazing.
Uh-huh.
Mel Gibson running with a machine gun in Lethal Weapon.
Fuck yeah.
Bad ass.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise running in Collateral.
Oh, hell yes.
Fucking right. I just awesome. Want to say those two because they're my two favorite running in movies, sprinting. They didn't have a stuntman. They just run cool as shit.
That's really those good. Two. Can I add Sylvester Stallone in Rocky II? He runs in every movie, but Rocky II might be my favorite running of his. Because it's clear that he is hauling fucking ass at the end of that sprint up the Rocky stairs at the art museum. So the whole city is running behind him, all the kids. And he decides to like break away and run faster. And one kid was like, I'm sorry, I didn't read the memo, or I disregard the memo that we that we fall back. He ran with all of his might, but Sly was like, fuck you, kid, I'm dusting you. So Sly broke away, and then another kid kind of half kept up for like a minute, and Sly was just going so fast. And there's no camera trickery. Like, you just see that he's housing everyone, and then he runs up the stairs like 5-6 steps at a time. And it's like, you can't fake it. Yeah. Some great movie running.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Jumping
if CG, if CG could go back in time, it would be when Coca-Cola was made with real cocaine.
Dude, can you imagine? There's a fucking Coke machine. I don't know if they had Coke machines yet, all right? But imagine, there's a Coke machine.
They definitely
you
did,
put
right?
a quarter in. Back then, you put a nickel in, whatever the fuck.
If they even had
now them. You have a Coke in your hand, and there's cocaine in it.
You say, hey, hey, sweetie, bring me a nickel.
So, but what does it feel like? Does it feel like you snorted a line of cocaine when you finished the Coke?
Or yeah, like is it milder? Does it feel like a cup of coffee? This, was it, yeah, like, what? Were they really basically all doing cocaine when they were drinking Coca-Cola when it first came out?
I think when they first introduced speed, it turned the whole world upside down. Like, middle-class women were just doing speed products all day, cleaning the fuck out of the place, and then their man got home, and he would get the ride of his life. Like... It was a different world back then. Everybody was on speed.
Hold on. What were they calling it? They weren't calling it speed.
They were calling it Coca-Cola. And they were calling the other shit that they infused. And it's like, and they called it my pills. I think is what they called it. Yeah.
I mean, so, but anyway, like, what do you, like, if there's now cocaine readily available at the corner store.
Which store?
At the corner store.
Oh, it's hypothetical. Sorry.
It's a hypothetical corner store in 1905.
I wouldn't do it.
I got excited for a second.
I can't even drink coffee. Like, I don't think that would be fun. Like, you're getting all these kids and adults hooked on cocaine. That's a big crash. Like, I don't think that's a good... Like, that would be a mess.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't know if it's like... Like snorting lines of cocaine. Like that might be much more pure way to do it right up into your nose.
I'm pretty sure that it's
which
not
let me that. Say
that's what I'm saying. So
we're
drinking
not
it, that's what I want to
we're
know.
Not promoting doing cocaine. Just want to say that.
I don't want to say that. It's not
I'm
is that the
that.
Show's opinion?
Damn yes.
It.
Wow.
The show has an opinion on this?
Yeah, we're not out here trying to tell people to do cocaine.
I'm not trying
now.
To tell
yeah.
you to do
listen,
cocaine.
Listen, guys, you make your own decisions, you live your own life. If you run into some cocaine, you wait and see. All right.
I'm not very judgy, but I'm not.
Yeah, we're not
going like, to
judge.
Yeah, like let's go bring back drinkable cocaine.
Yeah, because they probably won't ever bring.
We'd
it back.
We'd have so many less problems right. if no one was selling powder cocaine because we could just buy it in a Coke, delicious, refreshing Coke product right out of a fountain.
Yeah,
that refills in McDonald's. Those machines, this was Coke with cocaine, you could mix it into any drink you want. You get Orange Fanta mixed in.
They didn't have fountain sodas that way back then.
I think society would crumble if everyone was just like easily...
I think society would do amazing. I think society would be so productive.
Society would thrive.
Everybody would stop bitching and they'd start getting so much work done.
I think... You know, like all those
everybody
places where it's
ripped.
All filled with homeless throughout the streets. Like they have certain blocks
that's
in
terrible.
Philly. Yeah, but I think cocaine could ease. Like from what I've heard, it's not very
cocaine's
sustainable.
Cocaine's too expensive for that. Cocaine's too expensive.
What are you, Whitney Houston? Remember when they asked Whitney if she did crack and she was like, whatever. Her whole response is that she's not poor. She doesn't do crack.
Well,
but she was basically saying she does better drugs.
Yeah. That's exactly, I'm saying the opposite of that. I'm saying cocaine is more expensive Those are crackheads.
Can we get away from, like, promoting drugs, please?
I do think an argument could be made that if the government regulated and made it, like, and taxed the shit out of this, and, you know, as I said, regulated, like, drugs, then there wouldn't be a black market. People wouldn't have drugs that were, you know, more toxic and infused with potential other things. They'd know whether, they'd make sure fentanyl wasn't included and whatnot. I don't love this version of the world, but I wonder if they'd be better off, because then we could maybe afford to treat them, because a lot of the money might go to that. And who knows?
See, I'm just thinking, if you get the dosage right. All right. So if you go to Brazil, where do they grow cocaine? Brazil? Yeah.
I think maybe.
Let's go with Brazil. So you're in Brazil. And you're in a coca field, and you're chewing on coca leaves.
Maybe Cuba?
I bet that's just like a nice, fresh cup of coffee.
I meant Colombia.
But when you grind it into powder and shove 70 plants up your nose at one time, then it becomes dangerous. I'm saying you bring it back, you put the right amount into coke.
I don't think. I mean, you know what? Who knows?
I'm not saying I'm going to drink it. I'm saying I'd like to see what happens to the world.
I don't know.
So your version of the best America is 1905 kind of area, like before they regulated any like industries. I think that would be a great time to be a rich guy. I do think that like 100, 120 years ago, it was probably a lot more fun to be rich, because you just show off your money, and then you have people working in your factories in horrible conditions, and you don't need to worry about it. You don't care. You get the story that, like, you know, the factory burned down and it took out like 140 people, and you'd be like, yikes. All right, well, back to work tomorrow. Like, back then, shit, you'd be like,
let's
wild.
Cancel those checks, boys. We're going out tonight. We're gone.
But, I'm not saying that that's cool. I'm just saying it was a nightmare.
I'm not saying,
it's a different time. I like it more now.
I'm not saying that the cocaine cola is great. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's a very interesting time to me that I've never heard anyone talk about. I've never heard any history about that time. And like, were people jumping off roofs because they had too many Coca-Colas?
They definitely.
Like, there are stories from that time that I need to see with my own eyes if I have a time machine. That's all I'm saying right now.
Nobody's ever written a book about that time. Nobody's ever written anything about, say, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, who was president at the time. There hasn't been hundreds of books about the Industrial Revolution.
I never heard a reference to the cocaine cola and any story about it. And I feel like there's a million. I feel like there's this, for some reason, there's a dark spot over that history that I want to uncover.
I feel like we're going to get a movie now somehow. I do. I feel like we're putting it out into the universe. Yeah. Maybe you two should jump on that movie.
Research. Cocaine cola? Does sound good.
It sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Cocaine Bear apparently did very well. Cocaine cola is also based on a true story.
Okay, I'm going to move on. So I found out, because Koppel, you sent us something about this. That,
like, if you go on your break at work and you can have a cocaine cola and a cigarette, your life is the shit.
And that's your break? We're not doing that. We're not taking that stance. I'm going to edit this out. I'm a teacher and I just don't feel good being like, yeah, cocaine cola. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to say that. You can say that you don't like cocaine cola and you're against it.
I just don't want to be a part of like promoting it.
Got you.
Okay.
So this will be the clip though.
No. So,
okay.
Next topic, and I only heard about this because Koppel sent it to us in a text. Little League World Championship. I didn't know this existed. I didn't know people cared about Little League. I thought Little League was a time for kids to get their chops. You know what I mean? Like figure out how to swing a bat, catch a ball, that kind of stuff. I didn't think it was like all that serious. And now
Kate
I find out.
Kate was just pantomiming, swing a bat and throwing a ball. And you can tell she's really good at it.
It looked like she was throwing a fishing net into the ocean.
I was like, is that lacrosse that you're doing? What?
She's trying to
She's casting
reel in the biggest catch. That was awesome
they
form.
Swing a bat.
That's where they swing a bat. They learn to catch a fastball. They eat their Cracker Jacks.
So
anyway, so how serious are these Little League World Championships? Like, this is like...
But I totally forgot I sent this to you, but also the other day, I met up with a friend of mine, and he was like, are you rooting for, and he's like, Bryn Mawr or whatever? And I was like, what? And he said, Little League World Series. I'm like, I guess, are they doing well? I hope they do great. It was just like, people care about this shit.
That's crazy. I didn't know this world existed.
It's a big deal.
I feel like it's a lot of pressure to put on a little tot.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, they don't care that much. That's why it's fun. Like, they're like 12. They don't care that much.
Are you sure? They're having
a good time. The coaches care.
Because I have a friend who was like starting very young, starting around 2 or 3, started running competitively.
At 2 or 3 years old?
I swear to God. And she has horrific nightmares. Her dad.
You
was
had
like,
to have made that up.
I didn't make it up.
Running competitively.
I swear. You can get little kids into racing starting around 2 or 3.
That's awesome.
And her dad put her right in there. And she was like all the way through high school, I think even into college.
But at 2 or 3?
Dude, if we have a kid, really we're totally doing that. 2 years
no,
old.
No, we're not.
We're getting one of those parachutes that they put on their backs and making them run. Making them run last with the parachute.
No, we're not.
Fucking great, dude. The ones that like Michael Johnson, you know, used to train with. I don't know if they still use the parachute.
I think they do.
Do they?
Anything on little kids.
We're doing that.
I don't think you should force
I'm gonna put
your
them
dream
on roller skates. With one of those parachutes and make him roller skate as fast as he can. I want a strong-ass baby.
It won't correlate to any sport, but we want to see what happens.
He will be strong at everything after that. Fuck that. It will translate to every sport.
I can see that.
Roller blades.
Okay.
And a parachute.
I'm going
You're
to
You're
going to
be
next...
like the Williams father. Like the father of the Williams sisters. Because he had them go out and throw hammers and shit like
oh, really?
That, and that like translated to them having their serve.
Oh,
and they had all kinds of crazy exercises.
That's awesome. I can't wait to be like the craziest dad.
Yeah.
Can we? I'll be a stage dad. Do you want to be a stage mom?
We can be stage parents.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna be nice. I'm not gonna be
no
what you're describing.
No. They'll have no success.
Look at Macaulay Culkin.
I want success.
What happened to him when his parents? We're too crazy on him.
What happened to him? I feel like he got to do, you know.
But then he burned out.
Yeah, man. He like got addicted to heroin. He's back. He's good now. Mm-hmm. But he had a real rough time.
How is he good now?
He just like, I think
is
got off
he
heroin.
In movies again?
No, he's well adjusted.
No. That's not
he's happier.
Good
he had a great cameo in Righteous Gemstones last season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See?
There you go.
Okay. Next topic.
Macaulay's still on top.
You two might feel differently about this next topic. It's the Barbie movie.
Okay.
And there have been a lot of different feelings. Some people love the movie so much. And a lot of people, including adult men, have had strong, hateful reactions.
Get out
to
of
the
town.
Movie. Now, we all saw the movie. Mm. Who would like to share first their thoughts? CG didn't like it.
I can't even find it the topic interesting enough to talk about. It was so hurtful.
Hurtful?
It was so hurtful to watch. It hurt my soul to watch it.
As a man, were you offended?
As a person who watches movies, I was offended that anyone made this. I was just like, no, no. Just time after time, no.
Were you mad that like there were no superheroes at all in it? And the whole time.
He was mad that Will Ferrell was in it and wasn't funny in it. That was one of the things. He was like, Will Ferrell's in this and not even able to be funny.
I mean, my whole theater was laughing pretty hard at like the whole Will Ferrell part.
I have mixed feelings on it. I feel like, well, first of all, I felt like one of the scenes reminded me of a stand-up joke I did. So I was a little bit butthurt with that. But then I got over it. So a little bit, because it was a little word for wordy, okay? So for a second I got a little upset. But then I was like, whatever, could be coincidence. But that did irk me. But then, like, trying to get into it, I felt like, yeah, there were moments that I felt like they were pushing an agenda that at first I was into, and then it didn't even make sense. Like, I felt like men were getting put down a bit in the movie, a bit. It was, like, odd. Like, I thought it was going to be more of, like, an equality vibe, and they kind of went for it. Like, to me, feminism is just really equality. It's not about putting down men. And I'm very... Like, I've had to say that to some women who were like, men just fucking blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, actually, like, no.
I would have loved it if that's what it was about and it was funny or there was any plot for me to enjoy, but it just, none of it. And I don't know what they were, there was like a strong message they were sending and they never said it.
Well, Barbie had an existential crisis and I can get down with that. You know what I mean? Like, I can fuck with that. But I just like, I don't know. I liked a lot of parts of it and other parts I was like, I liked when Ken got a little crazy for a second with the horses and all that shit. Like, that was funny at first. I liked it.
I thought that the movie ruled. And I thought...
Shane did, too. Shane loved it. Yeah,
I thought the movie ruled. And I thought that Ken was funny as shit. And I did... I hear you when you say that, like, this should have been equality instead of just shitting on men. There were a couple of moments. And to me... It shows how well they executed it. There were a couple moments I was like, hey, geez. Like, because some of the stuff did hit home. I was like, oh, shit. I felt like that kind of stung me a little bit. Like, oh, all right. Maybe I'm that kind of guy. Like, or I know that kind of guy. You know, a few parts where they were making fun of the guys. But, you know, at the same time, the movie was silly. You know? And even if a movie where they're sticking it to the men... The men are clearly having more fun than the women. I was like, well, that's fun. That's like a fun takeaway that the Kens were having way more fun than the Barbies. When the Kens were on top, that looked like, yeah, maybe they're stupid, but boy, were they having a good time.
Yeah.
I also, just going to the movies, the volume's so loud. It was like, I had brought a hoodie because it's always cold in there, you know? And I had to like stuff the hoodie into my eardrums. It's there's like still so like
yellow
loud.
Yellow marks on the hoodie where she stuffed them into her ears.
That's so gross.
Swear to God. See,
no, brownish. Don't say swear to God. What is wrong with you?
Swear to God does makes it sound like it's real and it's
that's
not
so
real.
That's so gross. Anyway, yeah. So like also I'm not super into going to the movies much anymore because I don't like feeling trapped for like 2-3 hours. I feel like movies are also way longer than they have to be these days. I feel like directors are like mentally masturbating as that it's like we can't cut out this part. And I feel like you could tell a succinct story without like, I don't know, it was a little too long. I did like a lot of it, but I was kind of like, eh, I wasn't crazy over it.
I'm amused that a lot of men are so offended by it.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I think the ones that are offended have just made a lot of noise.
Okay.
Yeah, like the Ben Shapiro's and Bill Maher and a lot of points were made that ultimately it's like, you know, like Bill Maher made the point that the board at Mattel is comprised of 5 women and 7 men. And in the movie, it's 12 men. And just like that as an example, like if you look at the Fortune 500, apparently 40-some% of the, you know, executive level people are women when they're acting as if the world doesn't give, as if the world is skewed entirely to men. And he was saying it's bullshit that this is the perspective of the movie. But then I also say, all right, well, that scene with the 12 male board members of Mattel, they chase Barbie around in circles and it's like a cartoon. Like the whole thing's like to deconstruct it is silly because it's just.
I didn't take it like serious. You know what I mean? Like right. I didn't have like a personal, like, oh my gosh. It was just kind of like, how much did I vibe with that movie? Yeah. You know, I wasn't like, I have to have a stronger stance on this than any other fucking movie I see. You know, but some people, because it is hitting some nerves.
Yeah.
For me, it's not hitting like a nerve other than I felt like one of my jokes, which is, I did let it go just to watch the movie. But like, other than that, I was like, yeah, who gives a fuck if I'm not vibing with every line?
At the beginning, there were
a lot of funny parts.
Ken was saying that he was going to beach off the other Kens.
That was hilarious.
Beach them
off. But there were kids there.
It wasn't a good joke. And there were kids everywhere. There were like 4-year-olds. I was like, they say he's going to beach them off? And he's going to beach each other off? I'll beach both of you off? And then I was like, it was just fucking my head up because the joke was not well executed. I didn't think.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was terribly executed.
I was like looking around. They jumped right into it with no,
what's that means. Beached them off? Like they didn't even introduce the, we beached, I don't know. Anyway.
I think that a bad theater can ruin it. Like you might guys watch it with a bad crowd.
Oh, that's possible.
Maybe.
We're in Flower Town.
Ugh. No, we weren't.
Wait, where were we?
We were at 309.
Ugh.
Oh.
He gave a moan.
Worse.
It's your local theater, dog.
I know. I'm
it was beautiful. It was fine. Ugh. It was really good.
I like when you did it about Flower Town. That's just kind of funny.
Oh, God damn. Those people.
Okay.
It's funny when you're prejudiced against, like, hometowns near your hometown that just no one else knows, and so they can't be too offended by it. That's funny.
It's a great theater.
Sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sure it is.
So, birth control pills might be available over the counter soon.
It's about time.
Yes. I think that's huge because, especially for teens, you know, if teens want to have sex, they're going to find a way. And I think it's better that they have ways to not get pregnant. You know, because like a lot of parents want to be in denial maybe that that's going to happen. So they overly protect to the point where the kid's still going to do it, but they have no way to get something without getting caught, you know?
Right.
So I think it's huge.
But they need to be on a regimen where they've taken this every month, right? You don't just take birth control because like, I think I might fuck tonight.
I believe it's like, right, I think it's like the once a day kind of thing, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I think all I saw was that it's going to be available over the counter soon. And I got excited because I feel like I know it's good to have your vagina checked, but sometimes you just don't want it checked. You just want the pill, you know?
Yeah.
And I also think for younger kids who are not going to go and do that, go to the doctor. I think it's great. Yeah. Have more ways so teens aren't getting pregnant.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on board. I think every joke that I was about to make is so fucking immature that I can't say it.
I was going to say, like, maybe they could have them in those, you know those machines where you put, like, you put a quarter in and you just turn it and then you have a
You want gumball? Everything out. You want cocaine, cola, you want birth control. In your world, everything is in machines, all the best stuff.
Like, I like the idea of machines because there's no one there who's saying you can't have it. Just a machine just chilling there. So you just shove a dollar in and you're good to go. Mm. I want everything in that.
I think in the dystopia that we're going to be living in about 30 years, it will all be machines selling us drugs and things like that. It's going to be great.
Sounds scary.
All right. That was cool.
Last topic.
Nailed it.
Beach etiquette. And honestly, it's based on what you were saying, Koppel, just why it's more fun to hit the beach when you're in your teens than it is now. And 20s. Teens and 20s.
I think 20s might have been, like, that's where it peaks.
Okay.
Because you know how the shit works, and you don't have any baggage. You don't even need to bring anything. It'll be fun. Like, oh, I forgot, like, everything. I'll just get in the water, and I'll take my shirt off and be jacked, and I'll just get my day started.
Yeah.
And now I get down there, and I got kids. I'm bringing tents and chairs, and I gotta ride a bike, like, 6 blocks and make sure that my 8-year-old doesn't ride her bike into traffic. And like, and then you get down there, and somebody's bitching immediately. I feel like when you go on vacation with your family, there's a part of me where it's like, I'm going to snap like Clark Griswold like the whole time. But
beach is a hard day. Like we have
a hard day. Dude, it is fun. But
attempted it yet because it's not too close and you just have to really prepare for it. And even just like all the sand getting everywhere in the car and sticking to you like that to me. I hate the texture of sticky sand. So, but it is cool. Like if you do the thing and you get the umbrella, I need an umbrella. I can't bake in the sun the whole time. I feel like you could.
Yeah.
I would be a hot mess after like half an hour of the hot sun. I guess if you go in and out of the water, but I don't know how I feel about going deep into the water. When I scroll on TikTok, I see so many sharks swimming near beaches lately. Yeah. And that does scare me, just like not being able to see in a lot of the New Jersey water. You can't see what's near you. Like some of the more clear waters, maybe I'd feel better about. But
do you think the sharks pick who they bite?
I don't know. I've thought of that, though.
I feel like they have to. I feel like it's got to be really frantic.
You said you think I
would. Yeah, like if you're really on edge and you're a really frantic swimmer or a frantic splasher.
You think there's a higher chance of that.
It's just like they don't like your vibes. Like your energy's a little too much, so they're like, oh.
I don't think sharks bite good people. I don't. I honestly don't.
That really was my question. Like, do you deserve it if it happens to you? Like, did God just choose you for that?
Well, and I'll take it a step further. I think there are some people that connect with sharks, and they're like, like they're just like they'll just nod over. It's like, this guy's a fucking cunt.
We're like,
yeah. And then the shark's like, all right, fuck this guy.
That's a really strong stance, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
That you both took that I don't want any part of.
I would like to see a politician say that. You remember when Robert F. Kennedy, he said like a month or two ago, it's like, it is suspicious that with COVID, that it doesn't seem to affect the Jews or the Chinese very much. And people were like, what the fuck did you just say? If I was running for office, awesome. I think I'd say that about sharks. I'd be like, well, I don't see sharks biting any good people.
I totally vote for you. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if that's true, but that guy speaks his mind.
He seemed pretty confident saying it. So, yeah, I don't worry about sharks because I'm a really good person. I get to charity. I volunteer.
I go in, I swim as far as I want.
I tip well. I'm like, shark's not going to fuck with me.
I boogie board when I want to, where I want to. Right near the jetty. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Listen, I make... They're
not going to bother me. They're going to bother you.
I make an off-color joke here and there, but like, you know, let's get down to brass tacks. I'm a good person. Shark will know better.
Shark's not fucking biting me. All right, get the fuck out of my face.
But I tell you what... If I'm within like 50 feet of the ocean, I'm not making any off-color jokes. Ocean, I'm by my P's and Q's. I'm a good guy.
Is it the same with jellyfish? Do jellyfish only sting bad people?
No.
Yeah, it's
they might only sting good people.
It's the opposite of jellyfish.
Because honestly, I've been stung and I definitely have not gotten bit.
Dude, my daughter...
And I'm good.
My daughter's been stung by a jellyfish. The best person there is.
Aww. Yeah.
Charlotte's literally the best person.
They're hateful creatures.
Yeah. And she came in, she was like, I'm stung. Like, it's not a big deal. A lot of people get stung. And then she showed me, like, oh, shit. Like, she got... Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are like scientists, and I can appreciate that. I feel like you're rewriting Darwin's rules, you know?
Sharks are like the strong hand of nature.
Sharks have been around since the age of dinosaurs.
Okay, so what about if someone gets attacked by like a lion somewhere? Is that
They're bad. They're bad.
Yeah.
Lions don't fuck with good people. Dude, I saw this thing on like National Geographic. A few lions like went and saved this little girl and then like huddled around this little girl until they came to get the little girl.
Yeah.
They fucked up some bad people that
day. And then, and you know, that little girl grew up to be Elizabeth Holmes from Theranos. She defrauded all these people and she was a monster. So it's actually
no,
bad lines.
No, that's not true, CG. You're acting, he's making that up. The timeline doesn't even work.
Oh, is that, okay. Was it recent?
I don't know the fucking date on the story. The timeline doesn't work. Jesus. I'm not charting these events.
Don't be too rude to me. You won't be safe getting into that water, that ocean water we never go into.
If
you're too mean to me, then a shark might bite you no, it wouldn't.
The shark knows who's on his side.
Oh my God.
Siege, I heard that when you swim, you don't let your hair get wet.
People are doing me an injustice.
True.
The reason I swim with my head above water, laps at the gym, and yes, I look crazy as fuck.
No, you don't, actually. Okay?
Listen, the reason
other people started to swim like this now.
Guess what?
I don't.
Do you wanna wear goggles? Do you wanna maybe get water in your eyes? Do you wanna wear earplugs and have to worry about getting water up your ear holes? No. So if you swam like a civilized human being and didn't dunk your face in the water every stroke like a psychopath, then you'd have a nice relaxing day. Wouldn't have fucking
No, you don't even water. Have to go in that direction. You don't want to get your hair wet because it takes you some time to get it perfect.
This is not where I started. My hair wasn't always like this. Okay? There were times when it was I could get it wet and it wouldn't matter that much.
Okay.
But now it does matter. But
okay.
I started swimming this way so I wouldn't have to use goggles or earplugs.
Yeah, and it's a better workout.
Swimming for the work, like Michael Phelps might tell you otherwise about this whole like getting your hair wet thing.
No, he would tell me that you can swim a lot faster if you dunk your head in the water. And I would say, I agree, but I'm swimming for a workout. And I don't feel like getting any fucking goggles, Michael Phelps.
Yeah. I don't feel like wearing a Speedo either.
But here's the issue.
You creepy bastard.
Here's the issue in my world.
But now,
wear goggles.
I don't want to get my hair wet either. Because, I want my hair to stay intact. And now that is a concern as well. But you made it look like that's the only concern.
Oh, my bad. Well, here's the rude part.
Jeez, Kate.
I wear goggles and the earplugs because I put my head underwater. Fine. I never made fun of him. His other friends were doing it. I don't. He starts giving me a hard time saying I should swim with my head above the water because I don't look good when I have the goggles on.
Her
and
hair
my
doesn't
hair.
Look as pretty when we're sitting by the pool. And so I wanted her to look really pretty while we're sitting next to the pool. So I suggested
selfish.
Maybe she try to swim with her head above the water, but she didn't like that one bit.
You know, I said, I'm here for the experience. I want to feel the water. I want to get the swim. I don't care if I don't look as pretty sitting by the pool after, okay? Yeah, I get some of my Jufro going, whatevs, you know, but yeah.
You're selling it. I've hung out at a lot of beaches and pools, and I've never heard the phrase, like, you see that hot chick over there? The one with, like, the earplugs and the goggles, the Jufro? She's killing it.
You really just sided with this one?
Baby.
No.
Baby, he's just saying.
Kate, I'm sure you look better at the pool than I do. I'm sure that you're doing great.
I know that I don't look great when I have the goggles because somehow my hair gets everywhere. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't have a cap. But, yeah, I just,
You're there to work out.
I'm there for the workout.
And
but
to
I
me,
respect
but I'm
the
like,
way he does
I'm like,
it
but
too.
Baby, you know, there is part of a fashion show thing going on at the pool, too. Wow. It's a crowded pool. There are a lot of hot moms there, Kate included. And, you know, a lot of it's a fashion show.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, I want my steed or my horse in the race to be a fine steed.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's more the way I'm coming at it.
Well, yeah. Your wife is a reflection of you. It's so obviously you wouldn't want
this is why he didn't like the Barbie movie, because he called me a steed. He referred to me basically as his horse. And that's maybe why I didn't like the bar.
In a race, as far as like, you know, the if the pool is a horse race.
So you are ashamed of me when I have, after I take off the goggles?
No, it's just like, oh, we took a loss today. We came in, you know, we came in fourth today. And then like,
no, we didn't take a loss because I had a beautiful, refreshing experience. You had to swim with your head up the whole time. I got to feel the water. I felt like a mermaid. I felt free.
I felt like a merman.
I'll also say you got to look at the big picture. Because, like, all right, you're going for how hot your wife's going to be.
Yes.
All right, so part of the equation is she going to work out like she means it? And is she going to be mentally refreshed? You know, you need that to take that time and do what you got to do to, like, feel good.
Because there was one day where I didn't swim because I didn't want to get my hair wet because he got in my head. And it was one of my most unhappy experiences by the pool. I was roasting. I didn't, like, get my head wet. So I just kept staying roasted.
She was grilling me. I was doing my laps in the pool and she's grilling. So my head's above the water so I can see everything. And she's grilling me, dude. Won't stop the whole time I'm doing my laps.
Angry.
But she looked fucking good, dude. Yeah, we won that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She
was like a spicy.
She had a horrible day. She had a horrible day, but we won. Out of everybody there.
I think we have different definitions of winning.
We do.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool to take pride in appearance, but I think it can go too far. For you, not wanting to get your hair wet to redo it, I understand. That's how you used to swim as a lifeguard. You know, head above water.
No, that was another thing. I was a lifeguard at the beach.
Oh, we've
99
heard.
And 2000.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! Mm. And down there.
Rum, num, 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 num.
out there, you practice swimming with your head above the water because you have to keep your eye on your victim.
It's one of the most important things that you practice.
And.
Stop it.
And is it not more natural? In fucking 800 BC, and you got to swim across a fucking lake because on the other side of the lake is the village. I don't know. All right?
Yeah.
But when you're swimming across the lake, I think you're keeping your head above the fucking water. Out in the wild, swimming for, like, needs, for necessity.
If it's the Dead Sea, you're certainly not putting your face under the water without goggles.
Yeah, I'm saying you're looking around while you swim. And so everybody doing it today, they would die back then.
Like a bunch of idiots.
Some sort of something would happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I didn't know you were going to call me on that at the podcast. I didn't know I was going to have to defend it.
I am wondering if you would have been coined the Summer Swole Club if you had, like, acted.
You changed the name. Summer Swole Club. That's like it's more than two people. Like, that's just a whole bunch of people. It's the Summertime Swole Boys.
Can I be in the Summer Swole Club?
Yo, you totally can be in the Summertime Swole. I think you mentioned, baby, it's for boys. It's the Summertime Swole Boys.
I'm Summertime Swole Kate.
It's not that he fucked it up. It's not the Summer Swole Club. Summertime Swole Boys. Oh, shit!
Summertime Swole Boys!
All right, you're in.
Audition. I'm in, too. Thanks.
I passed.
You do look pretty good. You look like, you have like a barbarian shirt on. What is that? Like a caveman? She has a caveman, the one shoulder. Sure.
Hell yeah.
Where they would have had her in
So I'm allowed in, at least for today.
No.
Yes, I am.
That didn't mean you're allowed in the Summertime Swole Boys. You're accepted to like hang around.
That's you so can cool. hang around with us. And listen, you can cash in on that anywhere you want. You know, there's a lot of cachet that comes along with
honestly
kicking it with the Summertime Swole
Boys. You're allowed to roll into the gym and be like, holy shit, it's the Summertime Swole Boys to the people around you. And they're like, you know them? And you're like, yeah. And we're like, okay.
Major eye roll.
Yeah, that's one of those chicks that hangs out with the Summertime Swole Boys.
He totally gets it. Okay. He's one of us.
Mm-hmm. So, well,
don't feel bad. You can make up a girls' club.
You could.
Summertime Swole Chicks.
No, you can't just make the same exact name and change boys to chicks. No,
it's got a great ring to it. Right?
I was expecting something a little more inventive, like, you know.
Summertime Swole Chicks?
Maybe do a different season?
Yeah.
Autumn.
The sexy September.
Listen, if your name sucks, it's all good.
Because the Fall Foxes. It sounds like the Fall Foxes.
Oh, that is
foxes.
Rude.
Baby. Yeah. It's just, right. Well, it's only two words. That's why you need, like, at least three words.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. What couple?
You know what? No, we're going to wrap this up, I thought. That's a good time to wrap this up.
Sure.
So,
who else would be in your crew, anyway?
In my female workout crew? Oh, I don't want to just start naming names, baby. But I have some in mind, and
you
we
do.
Would
How
kick
many?
Ass.
How many is your squad? How many deep is your squad?
I'm thinking about
She's
eight.
She's counting on her fingers.
Thinking
right
about
now.
Eight.
Wow. Eight?
About eight. Summertime Soul Chicks, Fall Foxes.
I imagine my wife's not in the crew.
She
but
could
she's
be.
Crewish.
She's,
I feel like if someone said, like,
she's perfect.
Hey, I've got this crew. She's
got Paul,
be like, cool, good luck with your crew.
She's got
But
Paul
you didn't
Fox
even
energy.
Hear the name yet.
Yeah. Especially when
she's like, all right, what is it? And Kate's like, well, I don't know yet.
But
Fall Foxes.
I'm still workshopping it, but I'm thinking Fall Foxes. And my wife would be like, I'm good. Aww. Good on the fall foxes.
Fall foxes. I'll be the fall fox. Worst. I can do that on my own.
It's the worst. Do you fall?
Bro, it's because fall.
Dude,
how about the autumn a-holes?
And no, we all have. That's a hot name. By the way, summertime swole boys, it sounds like children. Like children in like mid-90s. Like we should have been the summertime swole boys back then.
That's what I mean.
Fall foxes sounds like we would meet them now and they'd be in their 90s and be like, we were the fall foxes is what they called us.
We got some pictures to show you. They're black and white, a little blurry, but it's up on the wall. It's some newspaper clippings.
It was me. It was Doris.
It was your mama. Oh, God.
All right. We're wrapping this up.
I love it.
If you would like to find Koppel, he has a great podcast that you can find, Peaks Podcast. Right, Koppel?
Yeah, sure. You can find it.
Anywhere else you want to be found other than Peaks Podcast?
You can find me on the pickleball court, homie.
You can find him on the pickleball court.
I am fucking CG, eating motherfuckers alive
CG
out there.
CG is now CG.McSwoles on Instagram.
CG McSwoles, motherfucker.
TikTok.
McSwoles, look it up.
Okay. And if you would like a tarot reading, my email is kwolf27@gmail.com. And I will be performing in Jersey City November 18th. At SIP Studios, and hopefully I'll have more shows to promote at some point.
And if you need a male tarot reader, that's mcswoles.tarot. for your party. Just kidding, that doesn't exist.
It can, though. It can exist.
For the right price.
And if you're looking for the summertime swole boys, just to come and spice up your party.
We do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
We will come and do whatever the fuck at your party.
No, that we sounds won't. Like you're willing to do really weird, gross Magic Mike shit.
If the price is right, we'll come. We'll see what happens.
We'll have shirts. Ew. We'll have t-shirts. The sleeves will be cut off them.
They'll be way
maybe
too
the
small.
Stomach will be cut off them. Maybe. And they'll say summertime swole boys, and they'll have the sun with a smiling face on the front.
Oh my God.
We'll ride our bikes to your party. Like old bikes.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you all for listening.